This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show. This session of the radio show shares my conversation with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron is the executive director for Franklin Senior Center. Where did September go? We talk about some of the highlights of what's scheduled for October at the Franklin Senior Center. The new mask policy is what we start off with. It's being implemented effective October 18th. Alan Earls on writing your obituary. Joe Landry talking about Franklin restaurants and bars. There's a flu clinic, a nutrition talk. Health Director Kathleen Liberty and the nurse are meeting at the discussion group October 28th. And then some tips into November with a tomato canning session, exploring Nantucket, which would reschedule from the summer, and a state planning session on November 3rd. Sign up for the newsletter. Check out the copy of the newsletter. Or call the Senior Center to register for any of the sessions that we talk about. The recording runs about 18 minutes. So let's listen to my conversation with Aaron as we talk about the highlights for October at the Franklin Senior Center. Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, anywhere on the internet, within your browser at WFPR.FM, and in the local Franklin, Mass. Area dial on the FM at 102.9. Here for another session with our Senior Center Executive Director, Aaron Rodgers. Aaron, good day and welcome.
Hi, Steve. Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
So October is upon us. How did that happen?
I know. I feel like September was like the fastest month in history. It went by so fast. But it's feeling chilly, so it feels like October.
Yeah, yeah. At least we're, and it's still wet, too.
Yes.
So our water supplies will thank us for that. But there's some exciting things happening in October here.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. First we have a kind of a health and safety update. Beginning Monday, October 18th, we are going to ask that all, seniors and visitors coming into the senior center either show their vaccine card or wear a mask. And we think, we're doing this because we've heard from a lot of seniors who are concerned, and they've really been asking for it. And we think it's a great idea. It's good to know that here in Franklin, 93% of Franklin residents 65 and older are vaccinated. I think this will be really, it's really going to ease a lot of anxieties.
Yeah.
And we're hoping that some seniors who have been a little reluctant to come back, this will allow them to come back.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I've been hearing from people. It'll be a change. For people who are coming in, our software that we use to check in can store that data. So once you show it once, you don't have to show it every time.
Oh,
so that's
okay.
Going to be easy for coming in.
So when you have your badge thing, it'll just check.
Right. Yep.
Good.
And of course, people wear masks here and they'll continue to wear masks. And we certainly encourage anyone who wants to wear one to continue to. So we have a little mix of everyone here on how they feel, what their comfort level is.
And I think that's important, at least from clearly a public health perspective. The senior center is amongst the most vulnerable population within the town. Granted, the school age kids are another set. Their vaccine status is another developing story, but the vax is here. We can trust the facts. The facts tell us that seniors are most vulnerable, and I think of the stats of the people who we've lost, most of them were.
Yeah, so sadly, of the 49 people who have passed here in Franklin, they were all over 60. So that really tells us something, with the majority being over 80. And that's our population here, so we really want to be careful. And we want to be able to continue to stay open and
Absolutely.
To keep doing in-person activities. I think people are so fearful of that, after being home, isolated for over a year, and they're coming back, and this is like their second home. The last thing they want to do is have it be closed.
Definitely.
We're hoping that this allows us to continue to do that.
And I think the other key point to stress, most of the deaths that occurred last year and before the vaccine was fully available.
Right.
At this point, it also reinforced trust the facts.
Right. Yes.
Get vaccinated.
Definitely.
The vaccine does work.
Right. Yep. And we still have, our social service coordinator, if someone needs help booking a shot, she's still, willing to do that. And we have information in our newsletter about the booster. I have heard, people are starting to be eligible for that, and they're getting it. So it's good news.
Yes. And then while we're talking shots, it's also flu season.
Yes, I know, right? Put that on there too. Yeah, and we're excited because the health department is actually going to do a flu clinic here. So that is going to be Wednesday, October 27th from 9 to 12. And that is for Franklin residents. You do need to pre-register, and they're going to offer both shots, kind of the regular and the high dose.
The senior dose.
Yes, yeah. So people are always asking for that.
Mm-hmm.
So they can call the health department, or we hope to have a URL link here that we can help people sign up. We don't have it yet, but hopefully, you know, soon we'll have that. We can help
by the time folks listen to this, hopefully we can include it in the show notes.
Right. Yes.
So they'll be able to follow the link.
Yeah. Yes. So that's a relief because we certainly want to get on top of the flu this year.
Yeah. And especially last year we saw very little of it, but last year we were also wearing masks most of the time. So
right.
A lot of those other flu, cold, sniffles, all those other things didn't happen either.
Right, right.
Now that because we're vaxxed and not necessarily wearing masks all the time, the potential is there to catch these other things.
Right, so, absolutely, yeah. So this is organized by the health department, and it's exciting because Alicia DePula, who's our new public health nurse, and she's located here at the senior center, and she's kind of organizing it. So it's fun. She's starting to meet people here, but she's a great addition. It's so nice for me to have her knowledge right next door. So we're really excited about that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And for listeners, if you haven't already heard, certainly in some of my other audios with Kathleen Liberty, our health director, we've talked about the new nurse and the other changes that are on the health side.
So
certainly Franklin as a town is budget constrained, but we've been doing things within the budget to expand to address the needs. So the new nurse, etc., those are all good. We need to be healthy.
And if people want to know more, our weekly discussion group, which meets Thursday at 10 a.m. On the 28th, they're going to have both Kathleen Liberty and Alicia there to kind of just talk about some updates and kind of review the role of public health in the community. So it'll be a great chance to meet Alicia and ask questions. And she's kind of interested in finding out what people want to know more about.
Sure.
So I think she's going to have a survey. So again, that's the 28th at 10 a.m.
Yeah, so 2 points there. At least we'll stay on the discussion group as a thread for this point. But I've also noticed they've started to do more themed discussions, which is good.
Yeah.
Because it's just not a discussion.
Right.
There's some specific themes around it with guests like Kathleen, et cetera, coming in. And additional info, certainly visit the Senior Center website. Call the Senior Center. Get involved at 10 o'clock. On Thursdays is a regular
group. And drop in anytime. You know, they have a regular group, but they love when people join. And then that's kind of why they want to announce these special topics. So people who are interested can join. Yeah.
Can come in.
Yeah.
And then particularly on the nurse, certainly Trish, I'm sure, is glad she's got some help in this space as well.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I mean, there's so much work for Alicia to do, you know, because it's just that's the big topic nowadays.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. And we have, you know, some other health and wellness stuff going on this month. We are going to have a nutrition talk on Wednesday the 13th. We're having a nutritionist from Milford Regional Hospital come in to talk about heart health and diabetes. So just to share some information and kind of give some guidance. So that'll be interesting. Trish is going to be there, too, to help with that. And then Trish is also doing another balance and stability class.
Yes.
Yeah, we did that a couple months ago, and it was so popular.
Right.
You know, people really, coming back, that is a major concern. So she does a class. It runs for 4 weeks. So, you know, sign up to get all 4 weeks because she has a curriculum she follows. So call the senior center, but that's a great
one. It's not a one and done. It's four weeks. So plan for it, but it's worth it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You learn a lot. And she is just, as you know, so energetic. So it's fun, too. That's great. And then we are teaming up with the YMCA. They are offering a diabetes prevention program. And they're offering to hold it here at the Senior Center, which is very convenient.
Okay, sure.
And they're also going to offer it on Zoom for people who aren't quite
so
comfortable.
So a hybrid option.
Yeah, yep. Yep. And so this is like a pre-diabetes program. And what it does is they have a YUSA-trained lifestyle coach to help teach people about eating healthier and increasing their physical activity. And it's through 25 sessions, so it's like a year-long program. And I think they've held it here a couple times, but I know I was talking to one senior who participated last time, and it really changed her life and really got her back on track. So it's a great option to be able to do it here. So right now they're trying to gather, make it a worthwhile class to hopefully start in early November. So call the Senior Center if you're interested, and we'll put you in touch with the coordinator over at the Y.
Yep.
So that's great. Yeah. And then we have some other kind of fun activities happening in October.
If we're healthy, we can have fun.
I know,
There's
right?
There's nothing wrong with that.
And what's more healthy and fun than preserving your garden tomatoes? we're having a workshop on preserving your garden tomatoes so that you can use them all year round.
Okay.
So they will teach you how to do it and give you like a mason jar and everything you need. So it's $10 a person, but it's kind of fun. We haven't done anything like this in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping to have some interested folks come in for that. And then we are having a Zoom program on exploring Nantucket. This was actually scheduled for the summer.
Summertime,
yeah.
I thought, yes.
Yep, so there's the Nantucket Ranger, Alan Reinhardt. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to do it over the summer, so he's agreed to do it now. So he has kind of like a pre-taped walking tour, but then he'll be live to answer questions and discussion.
Yep.
And so interesting and peaceful to watch all that scenery down there.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous place.
Yes.
And if you can do it via Zoom, why not?
Right, yeah. So we'll also, he'll be on Zoom, but we'll have a room set up here, so people who don't have Zoom.
Another hybrid type meeting.
Yeah, just come on in and we'll hook it up for you, which is great. Because I know it's just so relaxing to learn all about all that.
Yeah, and then when we do get a chance to go, we'll at least know where to go and what to do.
Right, yeah. So yeah, it's a nice connection. We're lucky that he's Ariel's dad.
Yes.
So he's very kind
Leverage
to us.
The network.
Yes, right. And then we have a little bit of a different class. We have Writing Your Own Obituary. Yeah, Alan Earls is going to give a two-session class on that. And he told me that he actually, one of his first jobs was writing obituaries.
Yeah.
So he knows that piece of it, but just make it a more fun exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And he's commented, it's actually helpful to your loved ones too.
Yeah.
So that should be interesting. It's kind of like a journaling session, you can make it fun, you can make it interesting. So it's going to be two Mondays in a row, the 18th and the 25th.
Okay. And that'll also prompt some other discussion.
Yeah.
So if you haven't thought about it, you might want to consider some of those other things too. Unfortunately, at some point in time, that's one thing everybody will do.
Yes.
Might as well be prepared.
Right. Well, I actually had to do this exercise for a philosophy class in college, and it was so interesting, and I still have it, so we'll see if it pans out.
I know that there's also there was a meme going around in the social webs, kind of a 6-word obituary.
Yeah.
And at the time they translated that to be your 6-word resume.
Okay.
So
interesting.
It's just a good thought process.
Yeah.
Okay, condense your life into 6 words.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. Oh, interesting, yeah. And then also we're having an estate planning Zoom, similar to the Nantucket one, that you can join on Zoom, or if you don't have access, come here, we'll have it on the TV, but it's with an estate planning attorney, just to kind of answer the questions, the basic questions, so that if this is something you wanted to do, you know what the next steps are.
Sure.
So just a very basic intro, but that's, always helpful. And I feel like, too, this time of year, everyone's seeing their families, for the holidays are coming up, and, often those types of things come up, so you'll be a little prepared, which is good. So yeah, all sorts of fun stuff. And then, of course, we have your Franklin Matters Q&A, which we're so grateful that you do that once a month.
Yep, 21st at 1 o'clock, I think we've got scheduled.
Yes, yep. And we were just saying there's so much going on in town right now. I'm sure that'll be packed.
Sure the election certainly will be a key topic there, but there's a whole bunch of other stuff that is going on. So bring your questions. I'll provide the answers. If I don't have answers, I'll go dig and find out where they are.
Yeah, great. Yep. And you do that on Zoom as well.
Or that's also a hybrid. Yeah. So we are here and we do a Zoom as well.
Perfect. Yep. Yeah. Yep. And then we have Joe Landry coming back. His first time back since COVID was last month, and he brought all his photos of old Franklin. And this month, he's doing restaurants and bars in Franklin. So that will be very interesting.
I'm sure that'll generate some stories. Yes. Remember when? Remember that night?
Yes. So I know he's going to talk about the Main Street Diner, the Venice Cafe, and the Rome, just to name a few. So that should be really interesting.
Definitely.
Yeah. Some exciting things in our Name That Tune. We started doing this a couple months ago. So you come in at lunchtime and play Name That Tune. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be on Monday the 18th. So we do have a senior who seems to dominate. So
uh-oh.
We told him this is his last time he can play, and then he has to help us. So, so maybe come in and see if you can beat him.
He can be coached.
Yeah, right? So no, it's a very fun way to enjoy some lunch and hear good music and have some laughs. And aside from that, you know, we are busy here too with our social service department. Fuel assistance applications are just coming out. So that fuel assistance program runs from November 1st till April 30th.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think you qualify, you want more information, call Maggie. She also helps people with recertifications. So if you've already been accepting it, it's kind of an easier form you fill out this year, and she's happy to help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then certainly open enrollment is coming up. That is, October 15th through December 7th. You can change your plans. So we definitely recommend that you reach out to us, and we can put you in touch with the Cheyenne counselor.
Correct.
So also, you know, I think because of COVID, they're not able to come and do their big presentation like they mm-hmm. do every year. But if you go to shinema.org, they have some great pre-recorded presentations that would probably answer a lot of your basic questions.
Sure.
And then you can set up an appointment if you still have questions. And if people don't have access to technology, just call us. We'll set up a session on the TV if someone's interested, because that's just great information, and you don't want to miss out on that.
No. And Shine, certainly, I remember using them through work pre-retirement to prepare accordingly, and they are a wealth of info, and certainly if you've got any questions, they're the best people to really to go get the answers.
Yeah, definitely. Yep. And then we also had just some information, as we already spoke about the booster shot, so we're happy to help people with mm-hmm. that. And then I know it's a little bit early, but Veterans Day is coming up in November.
Yep.
So the new veterans agent has announced the Veterans Day lunch, which will be here at the Senior Center. It's it's a holiday that day, so we'll be closed. But she's going to do the lunch, and so people can call to sign up here, call the Senior Center. But she has a great guest speaker, and so that should be a fun day.
That's always a big time.
Yeah, yep.
So call early, make sure you get on the list.
Yeah, get your reservation. Yeah.
And while you've highlighted some of the key new events and or special events, the wealth of the normal day-to-day activities, visit the website for whether it's the card games, the Scrabble, the
exercise.
Yeah. I mean, there's a wealth of things going on every single day here at the Senior Center. Never mind breakfast and lunch.
Right. I know. Yes. Yeah. No, it's been busy here. It's so nice to have people, you know, keep coming in the doors every day. It'd be great.
Indeed. Well, thank you for taking time to talk about October and give us the teases into November. And until next time, thank you. And for the listeners, certainly feel free to reach out to the Senior Center, call them, visit the website, get involved in one of the programs coming, or just stop by. It's a good place to be.
Great. Thanks so much.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.